three powerful steps that you need to set goals that you're actually going to achieve. Are you the kind of person that forgets your goals by February each year? Now, those who have goals are 10 times more likely and successful at realizing those goals than the people that don't have goals, according to a study from Harvard Business School. And then people who have written goals are 3 times more likely to realize those goals than those with unwritten goals, according to Harvard. So think of this. That means that if you have written goals, you're 30 times more likely to realize those than people that have no goals. Written goals, my friend. Now, here's the thing. Just having SMART goals, you know, the traditional, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-based, just isn't enough to keep you going, to make sure that you get those goals done. That's a great starting point, but it's not enough. And when you write goals in the wrong way, you're going to end up forgetting those goals. You're going to lose motivation. You're going to lack motivation. You might not even start working on those goals, or you might just be like those people who go to the gym for, you know, a week or two, and then that's it. You will feel like you're not making progress. Here's what could happen. You'll achieve goals that don't matter as much to you and to your career and to your life. Or you'll achieve goals that you later realize that you didn't really want. So let me share with you a 3-part framework and then the 9 steps to help you set goals that are actually going to stick around throughout the year and that you can actually realize. The 3 parts of the framework are dream alignment, high-level goals, and tactical goals. So dream alignment is about avoiding setting goals that you are going to regret later. And in that, you're going to have to define success, prioritize your life areas, and define your 10-year vision. For the high-level goals, you want to set your priorities right. So you're going to define your 1-year goals, define your number one goal out of those goals, and clarify what you want less of. And then finally, you need to get tactical so you can set yourself up for success and to keep yourself motivated. That's when you define your sub-goals, your habits, and your tracking mechanism. So let me break it down for you. And remember that you can also, if you go to our blog and our website, you can see and you can fill in subscribe to get the 1-pager goal setting template where you can fill these 9 prompts in, and that'll give you the written goals, right? They'll give you 30x chances of realizing your goals. So dream alignment is the first element of the framework of the 3. Get clear on your values and what your dreams are. You got to understand what matters to you, what matters the most to you, so that you won't get to the end of a year, the end of a decade, the end of your life feeling regrets because you pursued somebody else's dreams, not yours. So how do you do that? 3 things. 3 steps. First, you define success. What does success mean to you? What makes you happy? What does a perfect day look like? Successes can be something vague sometimes, and people generally don't talk about what success means, and it can be often associated with having a lot of money, a lot of status, power, having material possessions. However, for you, if you really go inside, you might find a different meaning for success, depending on the stage of the life, you know, whatever you are going through. It might be more time with loved ones. It might be health. It might be freedom as you define it. It might be financial independence. It might be using your talents. It might be service. It might be spiritual development. It might be something else. Second, you're going to prioritize the areas of your life that you want to work on, right, in the coming year. So this is about strategy. Strategy, all it is prioritizing what's most important to you amongst many different things. Because at the end of the day, you know you have finite time, you have finite energy. So you want to rank each of the areas of your life in terms of what you want to prioritize for the next year, be it career, income, savings, fun, health, faith, love, family, friends, self-development, spirituality, or whatever. And you're going to do this based on how far you are from your ideal and also how important that element is to you right now. And then third, you want to define your 10-year vision. Now, most people underestimate what they can achieve in 10 years, but they overestimate what they can do in one. So go big on your 10-year vision for yourself and your 10-year dream. You know, you can completely change careers. You can completely change your income situation, your savings, your net worth, your where you live, your country, your continent. You can build an empire. You can build a business. There's so many things that you can do in 10 years. So dream big. Then we get to the second element of the framework, which is high-level goals. It's about getting clear on your priorities for the year and on what you want to put, where you want to put most of your time. So that if you encounter major setbacks during the year, you will know what your priorities are, where to put your energy so that you end up still achieving significant and important things. So how do you do that? Three steps. First, define your 1 year SMART goals. Now, here's where you finally get to your SMART goals. Based off of your priority areas of life that we've talked earlier, aligned with your dream, aligned with your 10-year vision. Then second, clarify what the top goal, the number one goal out of all those goals that will make you feel successful, even if that was the only goal that you achieved in that year. And ideally, this one goal is also going to help out with the other goals. So for example, you might want to better manage your time. So you want to, maybe your one goal is waking up consistently at 5 a.m. every day. Now, and you know that by doing that, you're more likely to achieve some of your other goals because now you're going to have time to dedicate yourself to exercise, to reading, to learning, to working, to whatever. And then third, find out what steals your time, right? What are the things that you did in the previous years that you could eliminate so you can create more space for these new and more important goals? Is it Netflix? Is it spending time with people who you don't like? Is it mindless social media? And then you want to get into tactical goals. That's the third element of the framework, right? Goals can feel like big, unattainable things if we don't break them down. And if, you know, we don't think about how we're going to incorporate them into our daily, everyday lives, into our hours, right? That is why you need some tactical, practical planning. This is practicality. How do you do that? Three steps. First, you're going to write down your sub-goals. Take those big goals that you have, break them down into sub-goals, and that's going to also increase your focus and motivation because it's something that you can actually work with. And technically, you could even keep breaking it down as you move along in the year. You can break it down further. Second, outline the habits that are going to move you towards those goals and those sub-goals. You can control habits, but you can't always control the outcomes. You can control the exercise that you do. You can't control the weight that you lose, you see. So that's a much better thing. It's going to keep you a lot more motivated. Now, if you choose the right habits, like working out 30 minutes a day, eating one salad a day, reading for 30 minutes a day, whatever is right for you and your goal, working on an important project every Saturday morning, then you'll definitely move the needle towards that goal. And it'll keep your motivation because you're going to feel progress and you're going to be able to tick, say, hey, I did this today. Maybe the outcome is not there. Maybe the outcome is going to take some time to achieve, but I'm doing my part. And then the third step is in tactical goals, is make sure that you have a tracking system or a tracking process for your goals, for your sub-goals, for your habits. So now you see there's plenty of things to track, plenty of things to make sure that you're moving along. And a lot of these habits are daily, they're weekly, they're monthly. So you could definitely keep track of those. And you can also use tracking to course correct. So you might see, you know, you're tracking, you have some numbers and you're seeing that something's not working, right? Maybe it's not working for some reason. That's when you take it and you change directions, right? You evaluate and you change. And also, you can also enlist an accountability partner to keep you committed so that you can schedule your tasks and habits in the calendar and it'll help you keep going and not forget it. Now, if goal setting hasn't worked out for you in the past, you probably missed one of these three elements, right? The top level, the dream, the high level goals, or the tactical planning part of it. So take some time, take 1 hour, right? Take 1 hour, take at least 15 minutes and do your goal setting exercise. Do it at high level. Just write down some thoughts. It doesn't have to be perfect. And that way you'll get started. You can also download the one-pager PDF I have on theassertiveway.com/blog. and with the prompts that you can fill in within a few minutes, and then you'll be much closer to realizing those goals for the year and feeling satisfied and happy and fulfilled with the way your year progressed.